and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this one man, one piece. There is no other place I want to be. Welcome to One Man, One Piece. Today we got One Piece Season 1, Episode 22. What's it called again? I don't know. Let's actually look at it this time. Greatest Pirate Fleet, Captain Don Krieg. Or the Strongest Pirate Fleet, Commodore Don Krieg. I don't know. They called it different things on Hulu or wherever you watch it. Because you can't exactly... translate things exactly the same way. But anyways, in the last episode, on Wednesday's episode, which I also recorded today, just earlier today, we left off with Sanji being told by Head Chef Zeff that he was fired to go off with Luffy's crew and be a pirate because he doesn't want him no more. And we start off this episode, same place. Sanji doesn't like that. Sanji hates that, in fact. He says, whatever you do, whatever you tell me, I'm not gonna leave this thing. I'm the sous chef. You can't fire your sous chef. And he says, look, you're starting beef with our customers, you're messing things up. And Sanji's quite insulted by this. Says, whatever you do, I'm not leaving this place. I'll continue to work for you. Until after you die. And Zeff says, I'll live another 100 years. He takes friggin' Sanji. Well, Sanji first tries to kind of size up to him, grabs him by the collar because he's real pissed. And the chef takes him and throws him, which chef? The head chef. They're both chefs. Into everybody's table. Nami, Zoro, and Usopp's table. But luckily, they picked up their dishes fast enough so that none of their food was injured. And then Luffy's like, hey, you have permission to join my crew now. Join my crew. And he's like, no. Screw you. I'm not joining your damn crew. And Luffy doesn't, he's upset. And then he continues, getting all up on Nami. He's pouring her a glass of wine. He gives her a little parfait or some little fruit salad in a nice cup or something. He's really putting it on for her. And she's kind of playing along with that whole shtick. She's like, oh, the food here is so good. But I don't have any money. And he's like, oh, it's all free. Not for you guys, though. He says to Usopp and Zoro. Zoro's like, so predictable. So predictable, this guy. Usopp starts getting all up in his face. Like, hey, bugger off. You... love chef. And Sanji starts sizing him up. He's like, hey, get the hell out of here, long nose. I'm cooking up a family with this lovely woman later tonight. And onward and outward. So yeah, he's just kind of trying to get in on some of that. And who can blame him, And then later on, the crew, except for Luffy, is all just sitting on their ship. Like, are we really going to stay here for a whole year while we wait for Luffy to pay off his debt? And Nami's like, I don't know. I like it here. It's pretty comfy. And they're like, yeah, for you. So I guess she doesn't mind being sexually harassed by this guy as long as it gets her free food. Seafood. And Luffy's carrying off the trash. And he's like, and everybody's like, hey, Luffy, what the hell? Are we going to get out of here? When are we jetting? He's like, I don't know. I'll talk to the owner again soon. So the owner, you know. What was I going to say about the owner? No clue. Yeah, so then, you know, Luffy sees something through the fog, and he just kind of stares at it for a while. You can see a ship coming in, and then you see a patron of the restaurant drop her wine glass, and she's just staring, dumbfounded, speechless out into the sea, and her date's like, hey, what is it? What's wrong? And he looks out, and he's like, whoa, whoa, hey, that ain't good. Everybody else starts looking. They're like, whoa, that ship. The two hourglasses on that flag, they symbolize a warning for us. Our time is nearing, I guess. And everybody's all freaked out and shocked. Then we go back to the deck as the ship's sort of slowly coming towards the restaurant. And Sanji and Luffy are standing there like, whoa, that's a big ship. And Nami says, whoa, that's a big ship. And everybody's like, whoa, that's a big ship. And Sanji's like, kind of strange, though. The damage to that ship, and as you can see, the ship is very damaged. The masts, the sails are all torn up. The hull is busted. You know, big tears and cracks in it. I'm surprised it didn't sink. There's just like a big ass hole. Not a big asshole, but a big ass hole in the hull of the ship, where I would presume a bunch of water was getting in. We see Gin and Don Krieg standing side by side, smiling as they approach quite deviously. And so everybody's freaked out. And Don Krieg and Gin start slowly, ever so slowly, walking into the restaurant. And as they approach, Krieg is like, please, I just need some food and some water. And everybody's like, what? Why does he look like that? You know, Gin's holding him up on his shoulder. The Don is pale and hungry. And everybody's like, don't serve him. Let's call the Navy here right now. I think Patty says that, actually. Let's call the Navy here right now. Get this guy arrested. He deserves it. But Sanji has different plans, and he serves him a bottle of presumably some sort of liquor and a nice dish, some sort of rice dish with some sort of seafaring protein inside of it. And everybody's like, what? Sanji, you can't do that. That guy's terrible. Once he gets his strength back, he's going to kill us all. He's going to destroy us all. And Sanji's like, hey, hungry guys need to eat. And the Don quickly eats up all the food. He says, I won't attack. I won't do anything. I'm harmless. He starts quickly eating the food, and then he friggin' clotheslines Sanji with a damn right hook to the throat, throws him across the room, and Sanji's getting thrown across the damn room a lot in this episode. And he gets up. Also, I don't know if this was before or after he got up or whatever, but somebody's like, hey, that guy, the Don Krieg, his introduction as a pirate was slaying a damn Navy captain or a lieutenant. And, you know, he'd often ride into shore with the Navy flags, you know, flying to disarm the people of town before attacking. And Luffy's like, oh, a trickster he is, huh? And they refer to him as a rogue. Of the rogues gallery of One Piece. You know, not word for word that, but they do call him a rogue. So I don't know if that's rogue as in he's just like a rogue sort of guy, or if he's like a sort of Dungeons and Dragons rogue where he uses trickery and sneakery. Who knows? But anyways, they kick his ass, or whose ass gets kicked? Sanji's ass gets kicked. He gets beaten, thrown across the room, and Krieg, he says, "All right, now I want this restaurant. It's mine now." Sanji's like, "Oh, that's what you were after." Well, me too, honestly. And see, I said last episode I was going to stop trying to do that. That's probably pretty annoying, but, you know, little by little. Anyways, and then he says, "I have 100 more people on my boat still surviving about, so I need 100 more meals and water for 100 people." And, you know, they're like, "Well, no, why would we want to, you know, set up our own downfall like that?" He's like, "Hey, I'm not making an order. I'm not placing an order. I'm making an order." And yeah, everybody's kind of like, "No." And Patty reaches into a little door, and he's like, "Oh, you want something? Here's the main course for you, buddy." And he pulls out this like big prawn-shaped bazooka. He says, "Here's my friggin' dastardly meatball," or whatever the hell he called it, and shoots a friggin' cannonball at him from this big, like, prawn-shaped-looking hand cannon, or not really a hand cannon, more like a big old bazooka. And he's all proud of himself. There's smoke covering. We can't really see what happened to Don Krieg. But as it turns out, he made it out just fine. All the while, Sanji's like, "I'm definitely getting events out of order as I always do, but you know, it's the heart that counts." And Sanji, at some point, is like, "Okay." He gets up. They're like, "Where are you going?" "Well, I'm gonna go prepare 100 meals." And everybody stops him with like these massive kitchen utensils, big old like knives and forks and spoons. I don't know what they plan to do with like these friggin' 10-foot spoons. I also don't know where they got these things. They just kind of had them to surround Sanji with. And he's like, "Hey, I'm a cook. Nothing more, nothing less. I feed the hungry. Isn't that all right? Isn't that all right for a cook to be like that?" And Patty comes around and beats him and knocks him asunder, or just knocks him down, rather. And he says, "Look, you've been feeding people out the back door that I've kicked out, haven't you? You know, I'm not going to say who's wrong or right here, but this time you've overstepped your boundaries. You can't feed this guy. It'll be, you know, ruin for all of us." And, you know, obviously, you know, I wasn't surprised that Sanji was, like, willing to feed, you know, one sort of stray pirate and kind of send him on his way. But he is really just willing to feed anybody who's hungry. And that's, you know, they're really doubling down on that character trait of his, which I appreciate. Because, you know, he's no half-ass, you know. He's very strong in his convictions here, I guess. But anyways, so that happened, and then Patty fired the cannon, I believe, and then, after a while, it turns out, Krieg was wearing this big old suit of armor, right? Made of Wootz steel. I never knew how to pronounce that, but, and he pulls out, like, friggin' a bunch of damn automatic guns that are just mounted all around his body, like some sort of mecha or something. And that's pretty cool. He's like, "You can't stop me. I've got more firepower. How dare you feed me that nasty dessert? You're a terrible cook. This place is awful." And, you know, starts firing back, and nobody gets that hurt, I don't think, but everybody starts running away, you know? And by the end of the episode, you know, Zeph comes out with a big old bag of food, presumably, and he says, here, this should be enough for 100 people. And then Don Krieg, he's shocked and in awe. He's like, Zeph? Whoa! So it turns out they knew each other, right? So that is pretty fascinating. Maybe, you know, maybe Zeph was the chef for Krieg's crew at one point, or maybe he, you know, proved himself as a threat to Krieg's crew or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of spacing out, but this episode felt very short to me. Maybe because it all kind of took place in that one scene, or not one scene, but one, you know, place, one piece. You know, just sort of in that dining room area, and then, you know, a couple minutes spent out on the deck. Also at some point, Gin tries to apologize to Sanji. He's like, I never expected this to happen. This wasn't our deal. We were just supposed to come here and get food and to leave you be. And then Krieg like lifts up Gin by the arm, and he friggin' breaks his arm asunder. I'm using the word asunder a lot, but I don't think that's the proper definition of what actually happened, but it does break his arm. Like, the one crew member that's, like, actually well-fed and able to fight right now, he easily just kind of tosses him aside, breaks his damn arm. But he's also reluctant to fight as well, because Sanji, you know, saved his life. And also, Krieg seems like one of these guys who's more than willing to just kind of, you know, do this fight on his own. Which, yeah, I mean, that's sort of a theme of One Piece fights thus far. The big baddie will come with all his crewmates ready to fight, and then by the end of the episode, the crewmates are all sort of down, and there's a few powerful guys amongst them, but, you know, nobody's really that important. Although it seems like this fight's definitely a little different, because most of the crew is, you know, like dying of starvation right now, and B, Gin obviously has sort of, you know, dual motives here. He doesn't want to hurt Sanji. He owes him his life, and obviously, you know, Krieg is his boss. So that's how I imagine this episode playing out this arc sort of playing out is that Gin will kind of champion, you know, the good guys in this case, I guess, and help out, you know, Luffy and the crew, as opposed to helping out Krieg. And, you know, maybe he'll have some special information about Krieg's ship and Krieg's maybe weaknesses, you know, from spending such a long time with him. So they kind of have one of the enemies at least on their side here, which can prove a great benefit. So that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to see something like that going on. They're definitely setting up a very different kind of One Piece fight here, and I said that about the last arc too, in the sense that, you know, I thought it was going to be like mind tricks, roguery, lies, the web of lies, but, you know, that sort of just ended up being straight up combat, so who knows what'll happen here. But at the same time, you know, we obviously have, you know, the Krieg pirates who are horribly, just in a horrible state. We have, you know, Zeph and Krieg, who apparently have some sort of relationship, apparently know each other somehow. And Krieg is clearly a little bit shocked and surprised to see him. And we also have, you know, one of the enemies who is now kind of sworn, you know, some sort of loyalty to at least Sanji and you know, probably Luffy to some extent too, because they were at least friendly with each other. And Luffy didn't seem to judge him at all. And, you know, they kind of had a little bonding moment. So, I'm definitely excited for what's to come here. And maybe we'll finally get that really different sort of fight here that I was kind of hoping for last time. Not that the last arc was bad by any means. It was very, 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 very good. And it just keeps getting better and better, really, as far as, like, characters that we're introducing. I think Sanji is so friggin' cool, and I'm so excited to see what he has to bring to the crew. And, you know, Usopp was also, like, a very different, very unique sort of character, in the sense that he has, you know, to put it into a trope, the whole boy who cried wolf ordeal. But, you know, as we dig deeper into the series, that'll kind of, I'm sure, show different colors. And you can only use the boy who cried wolf arc, you know, so many times. But just his core characteristics as a liar and a kind of dreamer and a make-believer, that's pretty fascinating. So, and we still have yet to see what Usopp, like, really has to offer to the crew. You know, obviously he has this whole sort of sharpshooter thing going for him, but he doesn't have a pistol or anything yet. And, you know, he hasn't really done much, but we also haven't seen a major fight since what happened last time, where he only had the slingshot, and he didn't really contribute all that much. Besides, you know, getting a few lucky shots in for Zoro, which ended up, you know, only working to Zoro's detriment in the end. So, but yeah. And I don't know what fighting prowess Sanji has, you know, if he'll just be the chef, or if he'll end up proving himself more of a fighting guy, or if he has some other skill that can contribute to combat or to, you know, thievery, piracy, whatever, what have you. So that's interesting. And we also, like I said a couple episodes ago, we have our first fight that's really, like, out on the open sea. So I'm interested to see what they can do with that, because, you know, obviously there's a lot more risks, like flooding, if there's, like, a storm or something that comes through by chance, you know, anything like that could kind of really turn the tide of combat, if you will, pun intended. So, yeah, there's a lot of good setup here, and it's just setup, really. I don't think we've gotten into the real meat of things, although they're definitely doing a good job of keeping us interested, as I have said so many times, because you really just want to see, well, the intrigue, the main intrigue here, right, as they kind of ended on the cliffhanger last time, is really just that Zeff and Krieg dynamic there, what's going on between those guys. And also we still have the intrigue of what's keeping Sanji, you know, so loyal to Zeff and to working as a sous chef in this restaurant. Why does it have to be this restaurant specifically when he's so willing to feed pretty much anybody who's hungry? You know, why is he so reluctant to join Luffy's crew when he could just be out on the open sea going from shore to shore, feeding as many hungry people as, you know, as need be? You know, there's got to be some tight bond there as well. And, you know, I said last episode, obviously, that the head chef seems to be, you know, putting up very well with Sanji's bullshit, but we're kind of proven at the end of last episode and at the beginning of this one that's not quite true anymore. He's kind of sick of his shit, and he really just wants to get rid of him. And we see Sanji really trying to hold on to this job for dear life. And, you know, like he said when he was talking to Gin, he has a reason that he has to be here. So we still have yet to see what that reason really is. And it could take it could take, you know, freaking dozens of episodes to actually find that out, like it did with Zoro, and like it still has to do with Nami. Usopp, once again, is the exception, because we know we kind of got his plot dump in the arc that he was introduced in, and learned about his father and his mother as well, and why he sort of escapes to this fantasy land of his, and why he does what he does, basically. But yeah, this isn't about Usopp no more. This is about Sanji. Yeah, so I'm definitely interested to see how this big web of secrets and intrigue ends up playing out, because it's definitely always very thought out, you know, these characters' motivations and what's kind of keeping them going. You know, I think for Luffy, it's actually it seems very simple, but I think there's still more to that. And obviously, you know, for Luffy, the guy that he sort of swears his promise and has dedicated his life's dreams and goals to is still out there somewhere to meet. So there's the intrigue there, keeping things interesting, if you will. Or not even if you will, that's just the word, right? So, you know, yeah, Sanji definitely has a lot of intrigue, a lot of very fascinating character traits, and he's very, you know, driven by strange things, even though, you know, there's a lot of consistency in that he's just kind of willing to feed anybody who's hungry. So why Sanji is exactly the way he is still has yet to be discovered, but it's still interesting to just see Sanji being Sanji, because I think he's a cool character. I'm excited to see more of him. And the only other crewmate that I know of, if it even is a crewmate, is that like weird little deer thing that I see so often. But yeah, I mean, the five spots and the little commercial break bumpers are all filled. And obviously we see the Going Merry also in that little cutscene there. So sort of everything there is like already explained. So yeah, I mean, I think the crew is fulfilled. Yeah, also another interesting thing about Don Krieg is he doesn't seem to have a devil fruit power. Actually, that's not interesting at all, because Kuro didn't really either, did he? So yeah, you know, whatever. But I guess what I'm saying more is that he seems to use like weapons and armor and, you know, kind of inventive ways of attack rather than brute strength, even though he clearly has a lot of brute strength on his side too, seeing as he was able to smack Sanji around pretty easily and break, lift up Gin and break his arm with a single hand. So he's definitely a threatening opponent, and obviously, you know, he's in control of over 5,000 souls in his legion. So he obviously has the threat of just being in control of the entire East Blue, as they call it. So we're learning a little more about the geography and topography of this world too. Topography? Yeah, that's the word. If it isn't, it is now. The East Blue, that's supposedly the ocean we're in, I guess, right now, as opposed to the West, North, or South Blue. We also saw some maps, and we're clearly not on like regular Earth right now. You know, the Grand Line isn't like a real place, obviously. Unless I'm just very poorly read on geography. And that's not the case, because I'm very smart and very well read on all topics, and I've never made a mistake in my life. So that's a fun little fact for you. But that's about it for today's episode of One Man, One Piece. And I bid you a peace.